What's going on? Welcome to episode number 42. I'm your host, Steph Godreau. Thank you so much for taking a little bit of time out of your day to tune into Harder to Kill Radio and join me on this show. You know, my goal is to find the most fascinating people in the world. These are people who are dedicating their lives to building unbreakable humans through fitness, nutrition, and mindset. And then, of course, to share their expertise with you so you can apply it to your life. Be sure to visit the show notes from this episode at stupideasypaleo.com/42. And you can go claim your free ticket to the Women's Strength Summit, which starts March 1st at womensstrengthsummit.com. All right, time to jump into the show. All right, welcome back to Harder to Kill Radio. Today we have a show that's a little bit outside of the norm, and that is because I am having the tables turned right here on me, on my own show, and I have brought on a very good friend of mine, a super strong woman, and somebody that I really look up to help carry the conversation with me, and that is my very good friend, Brenda Swan. So welcome to Harder to Kill Radio.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, Seth.
I'm really excited. So Brenda and I, we know each other. We live in the same city. We go to the same gym. And I'm just, you know, you've been somebody who's been so, so good for me to bounce ideas off of. I'm constantly texting you with things like, I just had a random idea. And I had to give you credit. I had to give you credit because you're always like, what is it? I want to know. So you definitely help to feed this kind of crazy brainstorming creative part of my brain, which is really, really fun.
Hey, I am so honored that you trust me with all of that. I mean, I absolutely love it. And I love adventure. Whatever way adventure is, usually new experiences and ideas, I just love it. So I love seeing my friends thrive off of all these amazing thoughts they have. It's, all right, let's do it. How do I fit? How do I help you? Come on.
So besides, just we'll give people a bit of background about you here. Besides being a badass power lifter, what do you do? What is your day job / what are your passions? What are you all about?
My day job. Well, I am also trained as a holistic health coach.
Right.
And I work at a local gym and independently with people. Originally, the way I discovered you, actually, I was running my own business. And in that own business, I was trying to help these women get healthier. It's kind of a strange thing if you think about it. When I tell you, I was a wedding planner. Right. And I would plan weddings, these most important days with these beautiful women for months and months on end. And I found that many of them were really unhappy sometimes. And we had to kind of start thinking like, well, why are you unhappy? They were so focused on this one day that's supposed to be the happiest, but not understanding what was going on with maybe their health, their relationship, and just the focus of what they were living for. And just looking at blogs and food and all kinds of different things, that's how I came up on you. And I started to develop this other side of how do I help women get stronger in the area that I'm in without necessarily having it to be, you know, a gym thing or a you have to eat a certain way thing. Just how do I help contribute to someone else's life in the time that I have with them? And that's
so right.
Yeah, that's where you came into the picture. All these amazing things, and it's like, whoa, she has food recipes, and she lifts, and we're in the same city. And I actually still remember the day that we met, and I was so starstruck at the whole 30 seminar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, I know who you are. I tweet you sometimes.
Totally a fangirl moment, but yeah. In all seriousness, you have become such a good friend of mine. And so why have you on the show today? Because we are going to do something a bit different. As I mentioned, I have an event coming up that I've been working on since the fall. And holy crap, I am super just in awe and excited to bring this to the world. And I wanted to sit down and talk with somebody about the whole thing and why I did it. But if people remember and have been listening since episode one, you can go back and find in the archives of the show, I it was just me on the camera slash behind the mic.
Just me.
But
thank you.
I found that it was hard to carry a conversation with myself. So then the show evolved into me talking with guests, usually one, sometimes two other people, in a more conversational style. So I thought, you know what? I had this crazy idea, and I texted you, and I said, I want to bring Brenda on because she gets it, and I want to talk with her about this event that I'm doing. And so in that conversation, to share a little bit about it with the listeners out there and people who are tuning in. So that's why you're here. We're going to talk about this.
And the most awesome part about that is that I constantly want to ask you more and more questions about what you're doing, because I kind of know, and I feel like I have this little secret knowledge. It's like, okay, I also understand what it's like to run a business and to have all the logistics and all the things that you have to do. And sometimes it's very stressful. So it's like, oh, I really want to ask. So it's almost like, oh, I am now allowed to ask all the questions that I've been having, because I'm also going around telling people about this awesome thing that my one friend is doing, and I can't wait for them to see it, but I can't really tell you because I don't really know what I can tell you. And so this is great.
Well, here you go.
Super exciting.
There, I'm sure you have a lot of juicy questions that you're going to ask me.
I do have a lot of juicy questions.
All right, so let's do it.
So the first one is, what is the Woman Strength Summit all about? What? Tell me more.
Oh, that's such a big question. So
I know. I have to start somewhere.
Yeah. So the Women's Strength Summit is an online event that I'm putting together. It's going to be out on March 1st. And it is all about women helping other women with topics that come up anytime they decide, hey, I want to build strength. I want to build my physical strength. I want to build my mental strength. I want to work on my emotional strength. And it seems like inevitably having conversations with friends of mine, like you and other people at the gym and people that I run into on the blog and stuff like that, is like these same themes kind of come up over and over again. And so I got this idea to put together an online event where women could come and learn from other women who are doing these incredible things. Guys, no offense. I think we're going to talk later on about should guys watch. But, you know, there's something I think special about that sisterhood and about learning from people who really get you, really understand. So the summit's about women helping other women build strength and address the challenges that we face as females.
I love it.
Yeah.
So how did you choose what women you wouldn't trust with all your listeners, your fans?
You know, it's so funny. So we have 33 women. I will also be speaking and giving a keynote at the end, closing kind of a wrap up. And so I guess you could count me.
33.
That's
a lot. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So there's 33 other women beside me. But you know, it's so funny, in the online marketing space and stuff like that, summits are nothing new. And you oftentimes hear about, like, how do you reach out to potential speakers and how do you talk to them? And if I have to be completely honest, a majority of these 33 women, I had their phone numbers and we text each other on a pretty regular basis. There were a few people that I did reach out to that I wasn't as familiar with. But when I thought about, and I made my, I kind of brainstormed this list of all the ladies I'd love to ask to come on and give their expertise in whatever it is that they're passionate about, I only had to go as far as my phone or maybe my email list, you know, just kind of my email contacts and send a text or send a Facebook message to people and say, hey, I'm doing this, this thing. Would you like to be part of it? And, an overwhelming number of people that I reached out to said yes. I only had a couple of people that said, yeah, it's not the right time for me right now. But you know, I really just thought about who are the women that I admire and who are the women in my life that have taught me things. And that's really where I started. And it just so happens. I mean, there's that saying, is it Andrew Carnegie? I'm probably getting that wrong, but it's like you're the reflection of the five people you spend the most time with or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
I probably misattributed that, but
well, and you know what? That's okay. That's hopefully nobody will come after us for that.
I'm sure I'll get a correction in the comments on Instagram or something. But you know, there is that quote about like, if you think about the people that you spend the most time with, or the people that you're friends with, the people in your circle, you know, when I thought about it, I was like, wow, I'm super lucky because I know so many incredible, like truly incredible people and women that inspire me on a daily basis. And they're all doing different things regarding strength in the physical sense, in the mental sense, in the emotional sense. And so that's how I asked people, and that's how I was able to bring all of these women together in one spot. It really, I at first, you know, I started reaching out kind of slowly to people, and I had you know, a couple of like text messages. I knew I was like, I'm almost positive this person will say yes. Yeah. I went after those folks first and asked them first. And I just remember texting Z or telling Z, I was like, she said yes. Oh my gosh, she said yes.
And she said yes.
Yeah, so excited. Just so excited that the women that I talked to were so enthusiastic and just like, you know, it's a hell yes. I can't wait to do it. Like, let's talk about this stuff. So yeah, that's how I initially kind of reached out to people and amassed this incredible list of women.
You know, and that makes someone like myself or any of your listeners, any of your followers, so lucky. So, so lucky, because we know you, we love you, we understand everything that you put out there is the best quality, that you put your heart and soul into something. Mm-hmm. So in order for you to share all the other layers, basically is how I see it, of you, the people that you trust, and then they're super excited to support you in this, mm-hmm. and you know, deliver their message to this wider audience or this other avenue. I mean, that to me just says, whoa, this is pretty amazing. You can't really find that anywhere else. You can't really find access to a lot of experts and a lot of people that are trusted, that are tried, that are true, mm-hmm. unless you have this conduit. And that's you. You're bringing this. And I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. And that's wonderful that you have all these amazing people that also believe in passing on the message and building strength in all these different ways.
Yeah.
So how did you get the idea of the summit again?
Okay. So I told somebody this and they were like, wow, that's incredible. But so the story goes, I am in sort of a Facebook marketing group where I just kind of poke in there every once in a while. And I saw somebody post something about virtual summits. And a long time ago, I'm going to give her a shout out. This is Sarah from Pete's Paleo. So Sarah Servold, like, I don't even know, a couple years ago said something to me like, you know, like, I think you'd be really great at doing on like an online summit. And I, at the time, was just like, no way, that sounds really hard. I can't do it. And so that kind of stuck in my brain. And then I was in this online group and somebody brought up the idea of summits again. And I had this little nagging voice and I spoke out and I was like, you know what? No, it's just, that's not for me. And the person who posted it challenged me, not in a rude way, but like challenged my assumptions about it and why I had these feelings about this type of event. And so I was like, you know what? He said, I'm having this free training, basically a webinar. Like, hey, come and learn. And I was like, all right, you know what? Okay. You piqued my interest. But I was really, this was kind of in September. That's where the initial sort of, hey, maybe I could do this. And then I was like, nah. And I was like, well, maybe I could. So then around the same time, I was invited to be part of another summit, similar to a similar audience. And the messaging didn't resonate with me in my heart. And that's something that is really important to me. I get a lot of emails. I get a lot of opportunities to speak at things and contribute to different online publications and stuff, but it has to be the right fit.
Sure.
And it just, that event just wasn't the right fit. And I thought, you know what? I read the email and I was a little bit almost put off. I was like, you know what? I can't believe that that would be the platform, that that's the messaging. And then I thought, okay, you know what? No, it's my, this is it. Like, this is the thing. If I feel so strongly about presenting my point of view and the point of view of all of these similar minded women, it is my mission now to go out and create the gap that I see, to fill that gap. And so that was the kind of the final kick in the pants to go and do this. But that's really where the idea came from, is like a bunch of different things. And, you know, I think when you're ready to see that sort of stuff, when you're ready to move ahead, then, you know, people are always like, it was a sign. But I think a lot of times the signs are always there.
Right, right. You just have to be open and ready for it. And you're not going to know when you are until it's put in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty amazing. So yeah, we'll call it a sign. We'll call it whatever. you know, and that speaks a lot about you, being, again, open and staying perceptive and not completely shutting yourself down. I mean, we all have fears, because that's essentially what it sounds like. Okay, maybe there was some fear somewhere that you couldn't do this or you would. In fact, it's funny, as you were talking about it, it made me think of, oh my gosh, that's how I felt when I first started powerlifting.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you don't know why. And I don't want to say, no, it's not feminine, but is that what was really going on? I don't know. I wasn't ready. And then when I was ready, boom, there it was.
Yeah.
And it parallels that thought process. So I'm super excited, you know, because people like us get to reap the benefits of your openness and taking these amazing signs.
You know, I don't feel like I would have been ready for it. I mean, I felt like that whole, this past fall, the intersection of all those conversations and those events that happened to me, it was like, it's the right time.
Yeah.
But prior to that, I probably could have pulled it off, I guess. I mean, I don't want to say it would have been impossible. There was definitely a lot of fear there, for sure. That's the resistance. But I think, you know, and I've said this to my speakers, it's really important to me that I put together the best quality, not only do I want to hit the target of what a virtual summit should be for the people listening in terms of value, but I want to redefine that in terms of the quality and what people's experience is. Because I know there are virtual summits out there that are just meh. I mean, they're not great. They're not very valuable. And so I'm like, hey, if somebody is going to sit down and spend 45 minutes or an hour of their time listening to an interview with an expert, man, it has to be actionable. There has to be a takeaway at the end. I don't want it to be where you're getting pitched the whole time to sign up for another program that,
sure,
you know, like, so it was important to me that I put together something that was the best thing I could possibly do. And so I don't think at any other time I was ready for that.
Yeah. And you just said it yourself, pulling it off, quote unquote, is a completely different thing than thoughtfully producing and executing something.
Yes.
So you could have pulled it off. But what kind of quality would you have put out there? What kind of end product? What would have been my action item, my takeaway?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we wouldn't. No, this is great. This is great. Yeah. So then that kind of leads into my next question, sort of. Why do we need this? Why do we need this summit? And maybe not just we as women, but we as people, as athletes, as people that want to get stronger, as why?
Yeah, it's such a good question. You know, I feel like we're finally having conversations. This is 2016. We're recording this in February. Like, I feel like we're finally having conversations more and more often about what it means to be a woman, what it means to be a woman who wants to pursue strength of body and mind and spirit, and opening the doors to those conversations. And I feel like there is a groundswell of people now, and a lot of them are speakers on the summit, who are out there in the world, and they're kind of challenging the status quo when it comes to what is women's fitness, what is women's nutrition, how are health and fitness portrayed by the industry, you know, just like sort of the bikini body, you know, all that stuff. And if that's I'll caveat that by saying, like, if that's what you're into, that's totally fine. But for a long time, women who wanted to pursue other things didn't really have a space to do that. And so I feel like we're on the cusp of this really big sort of movement where we're giving women who are interested in other things like powerlifting, or they want to train when they're pregnant or after they have a baby, or they want to work on their gut health and their mood or whatever it is. Like, all of these topics center back around to strength in some way. Mm-hmm. And that's, I feel like, why we need an event like this. So there are some really incredible websites. Girls Gone Strong is one that comes to mind. That's really a home on the web for women who are talking about stuff like this. It was my goal to kind of step even a little bit wider and collect people from different, you know, different places that might not be part of that main conversation. These wider conversations that are going on, and say, like, wow, I also know this person who's doing really cool stuff about X, and I know this person who's doing really cool stuff about Y. And, you know, there are in-person conferences you can go to and stuff like that, but you won't ever see this collection of women, these speakers, in one place ever. I can guarantee you that. So that's
don't challenge me.
I know. I challenge the wedding planner, of course.
Yes, challenge me to pull it all together beautifully and bring them all in one place and plan out a live event.
Oh my gosh. If we could do that, I would absolutely flip. That would be so crazy. But yeah, I feel like, you know, in a larger sense, it's time to have these conversations about how to build strength, and is there an end point with strength, and is it okay to, you know, embrace our weaknesses and build our strengths at the same time? And, you know, if these are such complex issues, body image and all of these things, and so many of these things I'm not an expert in. So I wanted to bring together the people that I knew were doing the best work out there in the world about this stuff.
Got it. Yeah. So you're mentioning that it's physical and mental strength. Mm. And I think you even said spiritual in there.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about that. Why are we covering all these different arenas when a lot of people just think, oh, women's strength, that, you know, muscle.
Yeah. You know, that's a really good question. And originally when I sat down to brainstorm this event and sort of what it would be about,
Clearly they have something to say. That's
totally fine. I recorded a show last week and the cat, like, literally walked across the keyboard 3 or 4 times and shut the recording off. But it's totally fine. We know this is real life.
Yes.
Viewers and listeners are used to pet appearances.
Yes.
When I was brainstorming the event, I thought, okay, originally my idea was to be centered around physical strength. And that would be in many different forms, right? I think there are so many entry points for people to work on their strength. So we have people talking about all aspects of physical strength, health and well-being being one of that. So things like your gut health, your hormones, things like how you actually build muscle and what are the myriad ways you can do that. So we have people talking about Pilates and yoga and barbell movements and what you can do at home in your living room in 5 minutes a day. Like, you know, I don't want people to think, like, because I lift Olympic weightlifting, I do Olympic weightlifting, like, oh, this is going to be about, you know, my eyes bugging out of my head and making a crazy lifting face, because, you know, there's so many different ways you can start working on strength. So originally the concept was to bring in women who are well-versed in that stuff. And then the more I thought about it, I kept coming up with questions in my mind, like, well, if we talk about physically getting stronger, there is always a conversation that arises where it's like, okay, how about working on habits and mindset and the things that challenge us really in our kind of the core of who we are, our identity, our body image, our self-awareness. Like, that's all, like, it's so intertwined, and you can't just I couldn't in good faith just say, hey, you know what? This is all going to be about like building muscle. And so like, we're not going to address that other part.
Sure.
And so that's really why I decided to make it this kind of dual sort of strand, if you will. Yeah. So you'll see that throughout the summit, we're interweaving these concepts of physical strength, mental strength. There's some, you know, idea of emotional and spiritual in there as well, and what some of the guests are talking about. But it's really like, you can't tease them out on any given day. If I go to the gym, and you know this very well, like you know, you're at a meet or you're preparing for a big lift or whatever it is, like so much of that is mental.
Yeah.
So much of what you do in your life is your mindset, your outlook, your habits, your, you know, self-talk, all that stuff. And you know, the mind is so powerful. So the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what? It's gotta be everything. which makes it tough because you have to kind of, you know, figure out how
you
to organize.
To bigger.
Yeah. You have to figure out how to organize all that. Here I am talking to a wedding planner. So, you definitely, I'm sure, know that, but it was too hard for me to isolate just one thing and say, it's just going to be about mindset. It's just going to be about physicality. It's just going to be about health. It's just going to be about awareness. Like it's really everything kind of put together.
Absolutely. It sort of reminds me of that, the concept, you know, behind like the onion with so many layers that make it up. There are layers and layers and more and more. And it's like, oh, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What's going on here? Yeah, that is, I'm pretty stoked on that because of the fact that I understand from your program, actually, that I took the Healthy, Happy, Harder to Kill. And, you know, some of my own challenges that I faced, it's just in life in general, there are so many boxes you got to check off. And not because there's a list of a magic potion or recipe, but it's like, oh, if you don't have one, you really can't have the other one fully. And you almost have to open yourself up or, you know, sometimes you have to wait till you're ready or whatever, but there are so many interweaving layers, and life in general is actually that way as well. And we don't recognize it. So I'm really excited that you recognize that and that you're bringing that to us.
Yeah. So I think, you know, we talk about kind of a multifaceted approach to that sort of thing. And like, you know, different facets touch one another. Or, I mean, you could almost, if you're super nerdy and analytical, you could talk about like a Venn diagram, like all these different things are intersecting and overlapping. And yeah, it's just too hard to really isolate just one thing.
Sure. Absolutely.
I just want to take a quick break and say a special thank you to our incredible show sponsors, Fat Face Skincare and PrepDish.com. And here's a quick little snippet about PrepDish.com's incredible offer for listeners of Harder to Kill Radio with PrepDish founder Allison Schaff. We are here today with Allison Schaff. She is the creator of PrepDish.com, and we're going to get a little bit of insight into what Allison does and why you should definitely check out PrepDish to make your food and meal prep so much easier. Welcome, Allison.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. You know, how do you take your private chef experience into what PrepDish is and what you offer your clients now through PrepDish.com?
Yeah, it worked really well because, you know, I basically spent several years creating recipes and figuring out what works, figuring out what recipes can be made ahead of time and what recipes people enjoy eating. So it really gave me a chance to really try everything out.
A lot of special insight there since you've been there and you're able to really kind of get in there and know what works. And back to the show.
Speaking of isolation or isolating just one thing, is there any female specific topics you're super excited about? You did mention a few things here and there. Anything that you're, you know, super excited or that you learned something from as you were doing this or?
Yeah. So I have a couple of friends, speakers coming on talking about sort of pregnancy, postpartum stuff, which for me, like I don't have kids. Everybody who listens to the show knows that. Sure. But I don't have kids. And for me, it's not an area of expertise. So it was really cool to bring on some experts to talk about, you know, what are the challenges that moms and moms to be face when they're trying to, you know, maybe not build strength actively during that time, but maintain what they have or balance the craziness that then becomes life, because what you knew is now changed literally overnight in a blink, right? Right. And so I think that's going to be really cool, because as, you know, a female-centered summit, how could we not talk about that special period in so many women's lives? So that part I'm really excited about. My friend Kate Galliott is going to be talking about sort of this idea of the unbreakable body and what, you know, what are some of the things that women in particular face with their, you know, maintaining and or rebuilding mobility in their bodies? And what are some of the things that, for example, one of the things that we talk about is what are some of the challenges women face posturally in our day? And this sort of stuff, and then how do we address that sort of thing? So that's something that that I found was really, really interesting. And then, of course, from the point of view of, you know, you want to join a gym for the first time, or you're like, hey, I want to go try this new activity. But a lot of women are really overwhelmed and intimidated, or they don't really know, you know, they try to go find information online and they end up in like some like bro science forum and everything's right. really scary and
random thing. And
yeah,
it just makes you feel like you should have started doing this when you were five.
Yeah,
but I didn't.
Yeah. So we have a lot of advice for women who want to start working in particular areas. How do you get started? And then also some topics for people that are a bit more advanced. We have a lot of women mentioning stuff about if you want to be a competitor, you want to take your strength to the next level. You don't need to be a beginner to find the stuff in the summit useful. One of my good friends, Don Fletcher, is coming on to talk about the mindset of a competitor. But I think that's really something that you can, and I've worked with her personally. She's a very good friend of mine. You know, for me, I've applied Don's lessons to all aspects of my life. It's not, you know, so I think you'll find there's a lot of parallels. Or if you're like, well, you know, she works a lot with CrossFit competitors, you might say, I don't compete in CrossFit, but you might be listening to her speech and going, wow, okay, I could totally apply that to my life as an executive or as a new mom or as somebody who has goals I want to achieve. And so, yeah, I mean, those are some of the sort of female specific things, but every single speaker, we really try to narrow down, like, what are, you know, what insights can you give as a woman, or can you give other women who are in your position?
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome. That, so much. I'm, as we're talking and as I'm listening to you, I'm actually thinking to myself, how is it only 33 people? Why isn't there,
I know.
Why isn't there more? Why doesn't this last a whole month?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe in the future. Wow. We'll do
so
another one.
So you have shared a few names with mm-hmm. us. Can you share a few others?
Sure, sure. So, wow. And I don't want to forget anyone, but these are like names that come to mind. So we have, first of all, we have some doctors. So we have Dr. Anastasia Boulay. We have Dr. Emily Deans, Dr. Krista Scott Dixon, Dr. Jolene Brighton. So these are just a few of the medical yeah. professionals that we have coming on board. We have some RDs. So we've got Laura Schoenfeld and Steph Grunke, which are, they're both registered dietitians. We have some women who I kind of consider like true thought leaders in this area. And they're coaches in their own way. So women like Molly Galbraith, Emily Schramm, Nagar Fanouni, Jill Coleman, you know, the list kind of goes on and on there with women who are,
this is like a red carpet.
Yeah.
They're talking about. All of these women that who I've heard of, I've read some of their, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I've got
red carpet.
So we've got, some athletes in the mix as well. Julie Fouché, who is a top CrossFit Games competitor. Jenny Labaugh, who is she's an amazing woman, a friend of mine, and just somebody that I find super inspirational. We've got people that are addressing, like I said, some of the kind of yoga, Pilates type of stuff. So Trish DaCosta, Maris Degner, And Nagar is also going to be talking about a little bit about yoga. I've got Diane Fu talking about Olympic weightlifting, Jen V. Blake talking about powerlifting, Sarah Al-Khayal talking about strong woman, self-defense with Jared Arthur. I mean, the list just goes on and on of these incredible women. It's really, really cool.
That sounds really cool. So when is this happening again? Like right now?
Yeah. So at the time of this episode airing, you can grab your free ticket. This is an online event. The actual live event. So the videos will start to, the video interviews will go live starting on March 1st. So from March 1st to March 9th.
Mark your calendars, put a little note.
Mark your calendars, yeah.
Put an alarm to remind you.
March 1st to March 9th is when all of these incredible interviews will start to go live. And mm-hmm. we're going to be kind of dripping them out 3 or 4 a day as to not overwhelm people. So they're like, I can't watch 24 hours straight. But 3 or 4 a day will go live and you'll have 72 hours to watch each of those days' presentations. So the actual live event, March 1st to March 9th. But at the time of this recording, you can snag your free ticket and get your space to participate online. So we can share that in a minute, how people can do that.
Oh, I was going to say, how I'm having a very hard time. Mm-hmm. I really am, because I am so thrilled. Just listening, taking it. When I want to go, but when and why and who yep. and what? I just want to keep pounding.
Yep.
So, is it a minute?
The cool thing is that. So one of the things I did is I put together a playbook, and mm-hmm. the playbook is essentially your guide to the whole summit by day, like who's coming up. So you can mark that up and like say, okay, I'm going to clear my calendar. I'm going to watch this presentation on this day, or I'm going to find a way to listen while I'm doing my homework or cleaning the house or whatever. But the playbook has like a little snippet and kind of a description of everything that's going on. Nice. And it has my top 10 tips for building strength starting right now. And so that you get when you you sign up and you get your free ticket. So it's kind of like if you sign up a little bit before March 1st, you still have something to look at and get excited about and start deciding who you're going to watch and when.
How do I sign up? Pretend that I don't have a text that I'm going to get from you.
Well,
yes. How do I sign up?
There are a couple of ways you can sign up. You can first of all go to the main website for this, which is womensstrengthsummit.com. So it's women's plural. Woman didn't make sense to me. Made it plural, but it's womensstrengthsummit.com. And of course, you can get there linked from Stupid Easy Paleo or from stephgodreau.com too. But this is the cool – I'm so geeked out on this way of signing up for things. Because I know if you're listening to a podcast, you might be on the go, might not be in front of a computer. So you can sign up for free by texting the word, all one word, Strength Summit to the number 33444. That's it. What? Yeah.
Like I could speak it to Siri.
You could speak it to Siri. So yeah, Strength Summit, all one word, text that to 33444 and you'll get your free ticket. I'll send you the playbook. And then starting March 1st, I'm going to pop in your inbox and go, hey, here's today's speakers. By the way, go check them out. And I'm not going to tell you who they are, but here are our 4 speakers for the first day. And you can just go listen to those interviews as they go live. So it's so cool. Yay, technology.
Yeah, yay, technology. Well, since you're not going to tell me who the speakers are per day necessarily, are you going to be mixing up the topics or are you
– yes.
Can you share that? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
the whole summit.
Right, so we have 2 tracks, right? We've got the physical and the mental / emotional, the mindset piece. And, I sat down to sort of think about how I wanted to lay all this out. What I was like, well, I mean, again, if I just presented all the physical strength topics first or vice versa, then inevitably there would be mental strength topics that would come up in regards to that. So I sat down and I structured the schedule so that if you want to sit down and you're a, more of a beginner, you're going to find more of the beginner topics first. Mm-hmm. And kind of like these overarching big ideas. So the first day we're talking about like, as a woman, why does strength even matter? Okay, so like big questions that are framing this conversation, and some of the mindset stuff that really trips a lot of women up. And then moving into some of the more like, how do I get started building physical strength? How do I do at-home workouts and make them super effective? And so as the summit goes on, we're flipping back and forth between physical topics and mental slash emotional topics. And it has a general flow of being more general to more specific as the time goes on. So I couldn't find a way to just every time I wanted to like divide it in half, I thought, no, I can't do that. Yeah. These things are too interrelated. They work right together.
Well, that's almost the perfect way to present it. So I promise I'm not going to keep asking all these other questions. There's so many amazing things. And I sort of have this, it's a two-part-ish question and probably should be individual questions. Because there's so many broad topics, so many things. But you have, of course, mentioned, and then obviously with our relationship, you know, CrossFit, powerlifting, weightlifting, and you said a little bit of yoga and Pilates. What if I'm not any of those things as a woman? What if I want to be strong, whether physically or emotionally, but I'm, you know, a swimmer, a basketball player. I play volleyball with a league every Tuesday night and that's it. That's my.
Well, first of all, I would say if that's you, that's amazing. And there's nothing to apologize for if you're involved in another sport and that's what you love, because in my opinion, if you do something that you love and it gets you up every day and you do it and you know, it enriches your life, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what label you put on it, what sort of bucket of fitness it falls into, like good on you. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that if you just want to build general strength, regardless of what sport you already play or what you're into already, you'll find presentations in the summit that address that sort of thing. So it's like, hey, I just, you know, actually we have some volleyball players in our gym and they're so sweet. I love them. But we, you know, we talk about like how to build explosive strength and why is explosive strength important for being a volleyball player?
Right.
You know, and so that sort of thing. So yeah, this is such a great question. And I don't want women to think like, I'm not into any one of those fitness buckets at the moment, because we do talk a ton about general strength building. And if you are into one of these other pursuits, again, the mental side of that is really, really important. And we're addressing that sort of thing. And maybe in the future, you're like, hey, I want to take up Olympic lifting, or I want to get a little bit more interested in Pilates, or swinging some kettlebells. Like, how do I get into that? Then you'll have that resource there.
Yeah. Yeah. So the second part of my question is, what about the men in our lives? What about the, I feel like, because you and I both have very supportive men in our lives, that of course this would be great, but why would this be something that a man would want to watch?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And when I was coming up with sort of frequently asked questions, I thought, okay, I know I'm going to get questions about why this is a women's summit and not a all people summit. Why is it not a men's summit? And I know I said this at the top of the show, but I really wanted to give women the perspective of other women who are like them or who they see themselves reflected in. And that, even if you're the best male coach or fitness expert or doctor or practitioner, like you are the most keyed in and sensitive man, you are still not going to completely understand what it's like to be a woman and vice versa, right? As a female coach, I don't understand exactly what it's like to be a male athlete. So there is that perspective, but you know, that stuff aside, if you are a man who is a coach, a facility owner, you are, you know, you're helping your female clients. You have a wide female clientele base. You are someone who is a supportive spouse, or you want to learn more so you can be more supportive. You have sisters, you have, you know, moms, you've got friends who
daughters,
who you love and who you're like, you know, it might be interesting to know a little bit more of what it's like to have the challenges that she goes through, or how I can help her, or just to gain that insight so I'm not as quick to judge or say like, man, I don't understand why this is so hard for you or stuff like that. I really feel like if you're a guy, then this is as beneficial to watch and participate in as if you're a woman. Yeah. Because I think understanding and you know, it's so funny because as human beings, I think we so often focus on what makes us different.
Yeah. Because we're always trying to stand out.
Right. So we focus on what makes us different. And when we really kind of zoom out and look at it, you're like, we all struggle with the same things.
Yeah.
We want similar things for our lives. And there's such a bond socially and kind of as humans that we have when we say, hey, you know, like guys worry about body image too. Or, you know, like guys who are trying to go to the gym for the first time, like that could be intimidating for them too, or they might want more information. And so I think you'll find that a lot of these topics cross over any perceived, you know, gender or, you know, male, female. It's not like a one versus the other thing. It's like,
right,
we're all shades. We all have shades of similarity between us, whether we're male or female. So I really do invite the guys out there to watch. And I know a lot of guys do follow some of these experts yeah. on social media because they love their messages. And so, yeah, everybody is invited to watch and participate.
You gave that answer so compassionately. It's almost like, why not? Why mm-hmm. not? Where, you know, in all honesty, had someone asked me something like that, obviously I'm not you. Well, there's so much stuff for us to learn about men. Like yeah. here's something for them to learn about us. But your answer, much better.
Well, I've had some time to think about it. And I really, you know, I think even from the technical side of things, for example, Krista Scott Dixon talks a little bit about sort of working with our menstrual cycle and training and why that stuff matters. And I think if you're a male coach, and this is a very technical thing, but like, you know, if you're a male coach who's in a strength sport, or you're coaching CrossFit or whatever it is, and you're not understanding why sometimes your female athletes are, you know, they're just their strength and power output is not what it usually is. And they're, you know, just not able to kind of hit the mark there. Like there's a reason for that. And yeah. so what can you do to help them there? So, you know, I think it's all sort of understanding how this stuff works. And, you know, it's so cheesy, but knowledge is power. And
yeah. I don't mean to interrupt you. That
no, no,
is so spot on, because as a female athlete with male coaches, you do sort of even feel this like, oh, if he could just understand that I cannot push yeah. that right now. I cannot do that right now. And you battle these little demons of, well, maybe I can, and I'm just not pushing hard enough
right.
because he's telling me to push harder and I'm not recognizing what my body's saying, or maybe it is saying, am I whining? I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah.
And they don't either. So that, yeah. wow, that whole perspective, it would be so awesome if my male coach would, you know, and then also too, where I wouldn't feel defensive about it, because I would know, hey, he actually is trained and in tune on what's going on. And he's not just saying, oh, it's all right, you know,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
You're dealing with that issue right now. Never mind. I'm going to go and spend my time with another person, or mm-hmm. let's just reschedule you or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think you can't ignore, there are obviously differences that between sure. males and females, you can't deny. And they are what they are, but it's, again, it's trying to, It tolerance is not a word that I like, because tolerance is like, I hate this, but I'm going to put up with it anyway. Like I'm going to tolerate it. You can tolerate, you know, like so, your anything that's uncomfortable, you could tolerate for
like having AC
a certain amount of time. But, you know, sort of this idea of like acceptance and sort of, coming to an understanding, I think is much more important than tolerance. So, yeah, everybody is invited. This is an everyone issue. It's not just a female issue.
I'm so thrilled. So remind me again, how do I sign up?
Yeah, so you can go to the website for the event, which is womensstrengthsummit.com. So it has its own website, but you'll find it linked off of stupideasypaleo.com or stephgodreau.com. So you can find it there. And my favorite, because we're also attached to our phones these days, you can text the word Strength Summit, all one word, Strength Summit, to 33444. And grab your free ticket. And that's how it works. And I will add, if you want to watch the sessions as they go live, you have to get a free ticket because I'll send you the links to your email.
Okay.
So you can't just pop on the website on that day and go like, I want to listen to day one.
You have to do it through that.
Yeah, you have to get your ticket. So I can send you the email links and like all the good stuff, the playbook. Right. all of that great
good
stuff.
To know. Good
yeah,
to know.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't go to the site on March 1st and go like, where's day one? I can't find it. Cause you can only get the links through email.
What? And then I'll be clicking all over.
I know.
where is it? Somebody answer me.
Sending me hate mail. Like I can't find day one. So.
Whoops. Well, you didn't sign up.
But you can sign up all through the summit. I will say that as well. So if you hear this and it's March 2nd, and you're like, yes, I need to go listen to that right now. You can sign up throughout the whole entire event. But I will say,
oh, that's awesome.
If you want to get, because remember the sessions are live for 72 right. hours. So if you want to be able to hear all the sessions throughout the whole summit as they go live, it's best to sign up at the beginning.
Right. Like right now, right the second.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do it on your text, on via text. How can you, much easier does it get?
Yeah, I can't make it much easier than that.
Oh my gosh. I love it. I am so thrilled. So my last question for you is, when are we going to start planning the live event?
Well,
because this all sounds incredible.
Yeah.
And I would really, I think it would be great to have, you know, a mountain getaway or a beach getaway and go to this great little resort and listen to these people live.
Well,
meet them, touch them, be starstruck, hear them in their rawness. Come on.
You heard it here first. Well, we happen to live in a very beachside, beautiful area. So I'm thinking San Diego, it could happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it could. I think it should. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Let's plan it.
Well,
Steph, thanks so much for sharing so much extra information. Sure. I am even more thrilled than before. And I'm waiting for March 1st. I don't like to speed through life, but
yeah,
just so that I can have all this extra knowledge and extra stuff. Oh,
it's all really good stuff. And, it's funny because I didn't want this podcast to, so first of all, like for me to be a kind of a guest on my own podcast, my interview is a little non-traditional, but I really felt it was important to give people an insight as to like, why is this event important and why is it something that, that we need in this day and age? Like there's so much information online. Can I just go online and find all this stuff? And you could, but
will it be carefully curated? No,
yeah.
Probably not. I'm not trying to parallel all of this amazingness to wedding planning, but that's what wedding planning is.
Sure.
I mean, you have Pinterest and DIY websites and Martha Stewart, and everyone thinks that, oh, why do I need a wedding planner? Why do I need anyone to help me do anything when I can just look it up online by myself? But think of all the time and the quality and the trusted resource. You don't know if everything, again, it's carefully curated and meets a certain standard. So, okay, maybe you can't find it online, but who has that kind of time to invest on digging things up when you're here?
And I will say, like when I first started kind of my own journey to getting stronger, working on my mindset and stuff like that, so many of these women were women that I found or came across by chance. Like, and it took me a few years to kind of get all these pieces put together. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a way to fast track this for people so that they're not wandering like a nomad throughout the internet trying to find the best of the best people that are really out there that have integrity, that are doing wonderful things because they believe in them and really helping their communities be better. And so yeah, that's why I put all of these great ladies in one spot.
I love it. You are a genius. You're amazing.
No, I just work hard. And I'm, yeah, I truly am. Like, this is probably the most exciting thing I've ever put together, at least kind of professionally for myself. And I'm just so pumped to have everybody take a look.
Yeah. Yeah. I thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
I am looking forward to it. And I'm glad you said it's so far, because the next step will be the live event.
The live event. All right. You heard it here first.
That's right.
Well, thanks so much for hopping on here this morning.
Bet.
I'll wave to you. You're like up the road, not too far.
Yay.
But thanks so much for doing this with me. And
thank you for having me and answering all this fun stuff.
You're welcome. All right, guys. We'll see you at the summit.
Yep. Peace out.
All right, that is a wrap on my interview, turning the tables on myself with my good friend, Brenda Swan. And if you're loving Harder to Kill Radio, I would be honored to have your review and rating on iTunes. You can do that at stupideasypaleo.com/review. And remember, go grab your free ticket to the Women's Strength Summit. I have made this incredible resource just for you, and you can listen for free. Everything kicks off on March 1st and runs through March 9th. So please head over to womensstrengthsummit.com and claim your free ticket. Be sure to join me next week for a very special interview with a school teacher who's taking a very creative approach to helping his students learn how to be a grown-up. And until then, stay healthy, happy, and of course, harder to kill.